you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It's Tuesday. It's July 31st, 2018, the last day of July, launching into a new month. But so much in store for you today. There's four of us here in the studio, four friends, one new one that I'm just getting introduced to, but I've learned all about her for some months, as Bob Dickey has said. Mark, you got to have Pat in the studio. She has so many stories to tell. She's so personable and innovative and finishing well. She's going to be 79, I believe, this December, and she's got more energy than most 30 and 40 year olds. She's an entrepreneur. A lot of her story, hopefully we can pull out of her. She's one of my favorite kind of guests. She's a little reluctant, was a little nervous coming in, but we're going to have her story told because she's a sweetie and becoming a friend, and it's good to have her, Bob, and I'm going to ask you to maybe introduce her. Marianne is joining us today. Now, many of you look forward to Tuesdays because it's when we read excerpts or chapters from the book Memories of an African Son, but we're going to save that for next week. And we did mention this last week we'd be having a special guest today, and Pat is in the studio. So, Bob, you've been bragging up Pat. You've been encouraging me to have you and her join me for a morning program. And actually, you said, Mark, she has so much story to tell, I don't even need to be a part of it. But how about introducing her to our listeners, and why does she so motivate and encourage you?
Well, I learned about Pat from my wife, Gloria. And Gloria had learned about her from being on her website and looking at hats. And then Gloria went over to see her in Paxton, of all places. And when Gloria came home, she said, Bob, you got to meet this gal. And this was before I was retired from Eastern Illinois Electric Cooperative. So the annual meeting comes up in June of each year. And I'm always looking for a seminar for the ladies of the membership. And I went in and met her, and I went, whoa. She would make a great seminar presentation. And I think people would really like it, especially the ladies. And that's where it started. And I was also impressed with the way she marketed, the way she presented herself. And then she's 78 years young. Mm-hmm. I'm saying to myself, wow. I didn't know people had this much energy. Mm-hmm. I hope I do.
That is so cool. Yeah.
And so, Pat, you've had this store, you call it your shop, in Paxton these last 10 years called Simply Pat's Hats. And we appreciate you advertising in our Prime Life Times. But
thank you.
The photographs of some of these original, I guess they're all original. Bob took some pictures and put together a great little ad, and I hope our listeners, if they haven't made it out to Paxton to see these hats, they need to do that in the coming days, and you're featured in this August edition, which just came out, the Prime Life Times edition. You can also see it at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. So in your later 60s, you're saying, you know what, I think I'm going to put together a store or shop. Now, you have a lot of background, I know, with design and such, but what are your children or grandchildren thinking that mom or grandma's going to do a shop? What? She's going to sell hats, and why? So what's behind this idea, and why are you doing it in these later years when many people are maybe kicking back and watching TV or just sitting around?
Yeah, chilling out.
Yeah.
A lot went on in my life. I was raising children. We traveled the world. Number one, my husband was an Air Force retired guy. And all of a sudden, he became very ill. Mm. And I had a design shop at that time, but had to kind of lay back on that because I had to take care of him.
Now, when you say a design shop, was that where some of your works, if you will, or I don't know what you would call your designs, your artistry, was shown in Chicago and other parts of the country?
Oh, yeah.
So this was a successful... Okay, so
wow.
When you say design, so this is clothing...
Clothing. And when you study design, clothing design, you've got to be able to dress the whole woman from head to foot. And so hats naturally come into it, handbags, undergarments, the whole nine yards. That was my original shop. And it was a double entry shop there. A lot of work. Showed at the Apparel Mart, did a full runway show in L.A. Then my husband became very ill, so I had to back off from a lot of things because I still had children at home. When his first episode happened, my youngest was in fifth grade. Then it was downhill from then on. So I ended up closing my shop, the design shop, and just took care of things for 11 years. get my kids raised, and they're all doing well, thank God. And I worked a lot of different jobs after he passed in 94, but nothing was fulfilling, and I kept getting pushed. I pray a lot. I kept getting pushed to go to a different direction, back into design, which is very satisfying. So I says, well, I'll just have something small and make hats. Well, let me tell you, it's blown out of the water right now. It really is.
Now, I'm just thinking, because this is true of maybe many of our listeners or some of the listeners, you know, they have a hope or a dream or they're in a career, and because of maybe family illness or derailed for whatever reason, maybe a financial setback or something, their hopes and dreams are either put on hold or they're just like, why, God, why has this happened to me? Now, I'm sure through those refining fires, a sick husband that's not able to do what he could do, and if he was in Air Force, you know, he's a man's man, you've traveled the world, you know, he's been very healthy up to this point, I'm sure there were some life lessons, some hard ones that you probably learned a lot through, but were not easy, and yet you become a better person because of this, I would think.
When I think now, every once in a while, especially when I first opened the business, I thought, why couldn't this have happened 20 years ago when I was younger and I could really build this? Well, it made me realize God has a purpose for everything in our lives, and we can't change it. His will is there.
Praise God. And
yeah, that's really the best way you can look at it. I was just trying to bring hope because there are some people that are maybe in the midst of that struggle now that are hopeless, that they feel like their dreams are shattered and they're saddened or they're aching or they're not getting over it. And I want your enthusiasm and where you're at now to maybe be that beacon of hope that things can turn out. It doesn't mean that it diminishes any of the pain or the suffering or how hard it was, but there is hope beyond whatever setback they're maybe going through now.
There truly is because, yeah, I went through a lot of grief. I went through searching. What do I do?
Right.
You know, my life is torn apart. That leader's not there anymore. And by that time, by the time he passed, my children, the emptiness syndrome set in too. And all of this at one time was a lot to contend with. And that's not saying I didn't have, still hoping that I'd find my way. That's why I worked all these different jobs, trying to find something. I volunteered a lot. You talked about volunteers. I volunteered. I still do. But finally, for whatever reason, the wanting to do some design work again, it was there. It never left me. But gradually, I started thinking a little bit more, and I said, why can't I just open up a hat shop? And that's not massive. Well, you should come and work for me.
It's become massive, right?
Simply Pat's Hats in Paxton, Illinois. And each hat is tailored designed to maybe something that somebody's talking about or something that you want to put together. They're all unique. No two hats are the same. And so tell us about some of these hats or some of these designs and what inspires them.
That's what I want to hear about. How do you go about, somebody comes in, they're like, I want a hat. What happens next?
Well, then I always caution people, especially someone who is going to design the whole hat, no colors. They think they know colors or shapes. There's a hat for every single person. And
well,
I love the person that comes in and says, don't bother me because I don't wear hats. There's nothing for me to wear. And that's when I go after them and show them exactly how well they can look. And then it goes from there. And I don't draw out pictures or designs of anything. Once I put either a straw or a felt on a block and start stretching it and shaping it and working with it, God has given me a mind that I can just see it build and build and build colors.
Whoa, we got an artist on our hands.
Now, I heard you say straw and felt. So what are some of the materials that you've used to create the variety of hats that you have?
I just ordered Jensen straw, which is a new thing, a newer thing on the market.
Now, Bob, is this going to be out of our pay grade, these kind of materials?
Keep talking.
Well, some of them could be, Mark. But Gloria's got at least four of your hats now.
Right.
And by the way, I have one too.
Oh,
so she makes it for men as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Really?
I do.
Okay.
I'll do men's.
Oh, my goodness. You can make Mark a hat.
Well, I've got
this
a guy.
This is an exciting day.
I've got a guy in Peoria that makes trips in when he decides he needs something. And then he sends me pictures of himself and his hat and his top coat and everything. And
that's
he
cool.
tells me how many compliments he got on his hat because they're made the way he wants them.
Okay, so you have like the straw. So tell us some of the other materials these hats are made of.
Yeah, there's all kinds of straws. I do very limited amount of hides. I did two hats out of deer hides. They're really a process, and it's really not something I enjoy doing. But I love felts. I love furred felts, and there's so many different straws out there. Milan straw is such a gorgeous Italian-type straw. Mm. It makes the most... Hey, Gloria's got one.
Yeah, she does.
She does. It's a navy blue one. The natural straws are beautiful. Cinnamon straw, you know, Paracisals. There's all kinds of brands of straws.
Wow.
And each one...
Who knew?
Yeah.
...requires different type of handling and whatnot and shaping. It's beautiful. You use wires. You use sweatbands. You use every kind of deco. And I loved when Gloria came in because she's very artistic. And she was kind of picking out, too, what colors she wanted to work, textures. You should have at least three or four textures in a hat when you do it. You add veilings, you add horsehair. It depends on what it is.
And then on these hats, there's like flowers or...
Jewels.
And
yeah.
Well, look at these pictures.
I'm way beyond.
You're getting good. Yeah. I could probably teach you how to do
let's
this.
See. Yeah, I'm looking at some
He's
of these
crying.
Where, yeah, there's jewelries and beads. And
they're beautiful.
What are those little sparkly things that you sew on to stuff?
Sequins.
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting so good.
That's right.
You want a part-time job?
That's
come
right.
Wow. Hey, Mark, and she said something about horsehair, so I'd like to take it down the little path of horses and derbies and things like that, some of the hats you make.
Oh.
Yeah, well, horsehair is that springy
rope
that makes bows and everything else. But this year I did over 100 derby hats for
the Kentucky Derby.
Okay, wait, stop.
Yeah. For the Kentucky
over
Derby.
Over 100, and these are all handmade. And you were talking about where you're shaping them. So take us through a process like somebody comes in.
You need to come to our seminar, Mark.
Okay, you hold seminar.
The whole seminar.
So somebody comes in.
I'm going to do one here. Okay.
Maybe we'll have a Great News Radio seminar on hats.
Yeah.
Wow. This is great.
It's something to see it done. This is what my Bob commented on my marketing things. I go out and I do programs all over at churches, at women's clubs.
I'll bet you'll get some
Eastern Illinois Electric Cooperative annual meeting.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was more darn fun. It really was. But
what do you do at the seminar? Just kind of talk about?
Well, I generally take a block and a wet felt or straw, because everything starts out wet, and you start with steam and start shaping it on this wood block. You tip it, you roll it, you do whatever you're going to do with it to make the hat.
And Mark and me are all nodding like we know something, but keep on.
And then, you know, tie it off how deep you want the crown and how wide you want the brim. Everything is a step, because it's got to dry in between each step that you do. So you don't make a hat. You don't come into the shop and say, well, I need this hat tomorrow. That is too bad. Unless there's something ready-made that you want to buy. I can't do a hat overnight.
So those impulsive types that want to walk in, you'll have a lot of selection on the wall that they can choose from. But if they want it customized and tailored to maybe their specific
needs.
They
have to think ahead.
Yeah.
Right now I'm probably working, I know August is, it's very well filled.
August is filled. Yeah. So if we're going to have you do some seminar workshop here at the Great News Radio Center, we'll have to plan that more towards September, October.
Like two or three months out.
Okay.
Because even the roadshows are booking.
You're on the roadshow?
I do roadshows too.
Oh.
I take
pants. Hey, maybe you can be a roadie you can lug the stuff
don't
in.
Don't volunteer me, please. I'm trying to edit the paper.
go ahead, kid. What were you going to ask?
Oh, I don't know. I got sidetracked.
Be careful what you're asking, though, Marianne, because it's work.
Yeah.
I mean, when she does a road show, I can't believe all the effort she goes in.
Yeah.
It's almost like taking her shop and bringing it to you.
Hmm. Yeah. I just want to know more about this artistic, I mean, how you look at something and know what you want to do, and you see it in your mind, and I mean...
Yeah, sometimes it can be anything from seeing a live flower someplace and say, oh, yeah, if I do this to it,
yeah,
I can make that into a head, you know.
Yeah.
I'll see pleating on a dress or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. If I do an overlay of that, oh, wouldn't that be? And I've done it because I'll take some of my buckram frame. That's another where you cover it with fabric, buckram.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of that before, right? Okay.
I have now.
I have heard the words.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, Bob and I are like, well, yeah, okay. We'll
it's gone real quiet in here.
You make your framework out of that. You have to get it really wet. Then you shape it and pull it, and you make the style you want. But then that is covered with a fabric inside mm-hmm. and out. It's lined, but the outside, and fabrics drape so beautifully on that. Mm-hmm. And you come up with some glorious pieces.
Now, you mentioned that sometimes you get inspired. It seems as if God impresses on your heart ideas or thoughts or comments.
Oh, absolutely.
Or you see some of his handiwork or his nature and you get ideas. So have you had this faith journey going on for many years where you were like a young child that knew there was a God behind this universe? Or was that something that through the years you've grown to rely or lean into him? And
I started out as a youngster really good in my faith. And it just, as you get older, you really respect mm-hmm. and delve more into mm-hmm. your faith. Mm-hmm. All right. And that's how it's been. I wish my mom were here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She died when she was 93. She loved this.
Oh.
She just loved this sort of stuff. Oh. And I didn't want to go do this.
Mm-hmm.
And when I graduated from high school back in 1957,
mm-hmm.
I was going to do all these real wild things. I wanted to be on Broadway in the chorus lines, you know. And she definitely put a
she wasn't
halt
quite as taken
that.
With that.
Yeah, yeah. Probably thank you, God, for, you know, moms at that point in our lives.
Right.
I came home from school and, you know, at the final month before I graduated, she had this paperwork she handed me. She says, sign this because this is where you're going to be going to school. Well, that
yeah.
was that,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Well, you
yeah.
have such a bright aspect about you. I mean, I bet your kids and grandkids are really proud of you.
They are. They really are. And I wish one of them really would come forward. Now's the time to pass the business on to one of the grandkids something like that. We'll see. There's one I would like to talk to a little bit more about this. We haven't done that. She's in Connecticut, but we'll talk a little bit more. But before my day starts, I always stop at church and I pray there and I says, you know, guide my day.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Guide my hands, guide my mind. Mm-hmm. Let me see and let me be kind. Help me to watch my mouth and keep my mind nice and forward going.
Oh, beautiful prayer.
Yeah, I think of one of my favorite proverbs. When words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise.
Hey, you got that one memorized.
Yeah, now that if I could only apply it more often.
Well, I need you.
I'm with you, Mark.
So, trying to be mindful of our words.
What were you going to say, Bob?
One of the things that I think that I'd really like Pat to share at this time is some of the relationships she's developed with other people and how she treats others. Because she has got relationships all over the world.
Oh, my.
Simply
Pat's hat.
But it's bigger, much bigger than that.
Huh.
But the Lord has taken you, what you've done, and has made a ministry out of it, too.
Well, yeah, in a way it has, because I'm not afraid to talk about how I'm guided through my day. You know, with one of my, they're not clients. Once they purchase a hat, they're my customer and part of the family
mm-hmm.
now.
That's mm-hmm. cool.
And so we share absolutely everything. They can come in and I'll say, well, how's your husband doing? How's the recovery going from the stroke? You know, how's your child doing in school? It just keeps going like that. Yeah. And people want to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like the barber, I'd assume, with the salon stylist.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting there and you seem to be able to be free to talk to them and share. And
you'd
with
be
your
surprised.
Outgoing personality, I'm sure you establish a relationship right away. And then, you know, because you're caring and have their best interest in mind, I'm sure they open up to you.
Well, you know what? I call it my little evangelization project. I can't go out and stand on that street corner and, you know, proclaim, but I'm very good in my shop. Yeah. This is my way with my clients.
You're doing a great job, Pat.
It's nothing big. He still knows that I'm involved in besides that.
Around the world. Yeah, yeah. And I still hear that New York accent.
Oh. Because, you know, I was just telling Bob on the way up that I'm involved in Dress a Girl Around the World. We make dresses, and we just got an order for 200 dresses, and it's real neat how we get them going.
That's so cool.
And now Boxes of Joy is another project that I've picked up on, and I will be supporting that and packing boxes to send to the missions around the world also.
It's amazing you have time to do all that.
You do.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I like that. Well, I feel like I do now after she looked at me and said that. You do.
You really do, because on the third Sunday of every month, I'm on a roster. It's a rotating roster. We go out. There's a group of us from each of the churches in town, and we go out and do Sunday services at the nursing home.
Oh, that's great.
It's a regular. I've been doing that like 30 years now.
Wow.
And all right, listening friends. Soon to be 79. Oh. Pat can fit it into her schedule. What's your excuse? Oh, the gauntlet's being dropped on all of us.
Yeah,
huh, Bob?
It is. Sure is.
We all do want to finish well and be active.
It is
and
on me.
Pat, you're an inspiration at 78, soon to be 79 this December, going strong and wanting to finish well, taking what some would say their senior years and making the most out of it, encouraging people, being a blessing to all of us, encouraging me, the calming influence that I have on you guys. I'm taking that to the bank.
Listeners need to know, Pat came in, she said Mark had a calming influence. We wrote it down so we wouldn't forget.
Yeah, I want to make sure everyone remembers that calming influence that I have. But Pat, thank you for being available. Simply Pat's Hats in Paxton, Illinois. What's the address and a phone number for people to call if they need more information?
The telephone number is 217-379-4145. And right on Route 45 going north, one block from the stoplight. We have one stoplight on 45. One block down, the long red building.
Route 45 in Paxton. You can't miss it. Simply Pat's Hats. It's a shop. It's a store. It's a place you need to go to.
Yeah, and you can also pick me up on www.simplypatshats.com. And I post on a pretty regular basis all the new pieces that have come out.
She does that, too.
In her spare time.
Yeah.
SimplyPatsHats.com?
Yes.
SimplyPatsHats.com or call 217-379-4145. That's 217-379-4145. Maybe you want to have her over to your church or organization, or maybe the Great News Radio will have a special, I don't know, showing and
they will
a seminar
come in and
or
do
something.
It for you.
That'll be some months down the road. We'll
That's
start
cool.
germinating this idea and see how it can be birthed and put together.
He's using his calming effect right
now. Oh. Yeah, that's right. Right.
I don't feel calm, but it's fine.
All right, everyone. Simply Pat's Hats out of Paxton. Meet Pat. You'll be delighted by that time together, and you'll probably leave, whether you're a male or female, with a custom hat that no one else will have or be able to claim.
I want you to have a hat, Mark.
Yes, all right.
This is another side story. You know, I got a guy that came in from Tennessee.
That's a good thing.
He has a yellow convertible Camaro. Hmm. Okay? He had to have this Ivy League cap to match his convertible.
Oh, yeah.
So I got it done. So he came in just a month ago to pick it up, and he left. He loved the hat. He wore it out. Everything. Comes back within a half an hour, and he says, can you make me a tie to go with this hat?
Oh, jeez. Wow. Simply Pat's Hats and more. Simply Pat's Hats and more.
It's such a great name for a store. I love it.
Oh, well, thank you, Pat, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends. Marianne, we'll continue your readings next Tuesday.
Yeah, that'd be great.
On the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Be looking for the Prime Life Times August edition. It's out in a location near you. Almost 200 area locations.
Yay.
11 counties.
Well,
serving
you
the Prime Life Times.
Last week, I mean, you guys were like burning up the
pavement.
Yeah,
well, Bob got me so pumped with all the locations he was getting that I had to kind of up my ante.
Yeah.
And so thank you, Bob, for being a part of our Prime Life Times.
I thank
bringing
Bob.
Pat. Yeah, Bob's known as one of the many cheerleaders that Pat has encouraging her on. So.
Amen.
Simply Pat's Hats. You can find out more at simplypatshats.com. Simplypatshats.com. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening.
Bernstein family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.